item two, please.
A resolution by Supervisor Dmitrievich amending Chapter 1 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances, affirming the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors as the principal policy-making body for Milwaukee County government.
Well, thank you, Chairman Lipscomb. Good morning to everybody and everyone listening and viewing us out there. So this item came up, actually I've been working on it for quite some time. And the first thing I want to do is move layover to the call of the chair. And the reason I'm doing that is there's still some tweaks, some suggestions I got actually from the chairman himself, members on this committee, and I'd like to move on it within the next month, but let's work on those changes. But why I introduce this is I think it's incredibly important to have a unified voice as we move forward in any of our lobbying or intergovernmental relations activities. And this language, while it may be slightly new to Milwaukee County, the language that we're proposing, it's actually, it's been on the books for quite some time in the city of Milwaukee. That's what we used, that's where we got our inspiration from, and we're looking at their model. It's incredibly important that when one who is representing this government represents the position that this government has opined on. And I think if there's an adopted position, that there's one adopted position. And, you know, the county executive obviously has a role in that. If he doesn't like the position on something that we've taken, of course he can veto it. But if it's overridden, it's Milwaukee County's position and it should be lobbied as such. And again, that's the model that the city of Milwaukee uses. I think with this much more clear, transparent, unified model, we'll be able to be much more successful in our endeavors. And that's why I proposed it. I'd like it to be adopted next cycle. And I'll tell you why. It's because we're approaching, obviously, while we're out of session, we're approaching the state of Wisconsin's biennial budget, which will be introduced in January. And it's incredibly important, again, that we're unified in one voice and one position. So that was the inspiration for this, but I think there's a few small changes that need to be made, of course, and that's why I'm moving layover to the call of the chair, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, appreciate that. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would ask to be added as a co-sponsor.
Thank you.
That's all right, and I have one question. I was just wondering, and you know, we could consider this now or at a later date, but I'm interested in knowing what the city's experience has been in the application of this ordinance.
Sure.
We'll see if we can get some information on that.
Sure.
In the interim.
That'd be helpful.
And you will be added as a co-sponsor.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Supervisor West. Okay. Very good. I do have a question. Seeing Ms. Tohorst here, if you might be able to join us, I have a somewhat related question, I think an appropriate time to ask. Reports, the press release from the over the weekend from the county exec's office, as well as what I've read in the paper, talked about the county exec being in D.C. and lobbying on several issues. I was surprised that among those top issues apparently was Social Security, and I wondered if you have any information you could tell us about what the exec was, what position he was advancing on behalf of the county.
Sure.
On the issue of Social Security.
Good morning. Tia Torres from the County Executive's Office. I'm going to actually let John Zaffel speak on this item. I don't work in this area with the County Executive, so he's best informed on what he was substantively
okay.
talking about. If
okay.
That's possible.
Very good. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Committee. The County Executive was out in D.C. recently, and we communicated with our department heads. I apologize, I don't have everything broken down here in regards to the issues that the Executive spoke about in the expertise. But we did try to work with Intergovernmental Relations. I tried to communicate with Patty Young, and it was communicated to me after she agreed to meet with me. The best way to work together was to come to the committee hearing here today. But the executive did talk with members of the delegation, and he spoke with individuals at the White House and the Department of Health and Human Services in regards to Medicare, Medicaid, as well. And Social Security, I can get you some information following up from that.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that. I think, any position that's been taken on behalf of the county with our delegation. I think it's important that IGR staff would be informed of that, as well as I'd be curious to know, because as far I don't recall an item on Social Security coming before us, and so I don't know what policy would be
sure.
in advance.
No, I just want to clarify, Mr. Chair, I did try to work with Patty Young, but I was directed over a month ago. The best way to work together was to attend these committee hearings.
Well, I think that's appropriate relative to if there's a new position you're seeking the county to take, and I think that's kind of the direction of this resolution, that it should be clear that items are coming through IGR. We've had some experience with departments advocating specific legislative changes in Madison without it becoming the policy of the county and without bringing it forward appropriately. So, but I appreciate your past efforts to work together, but I would, specifically on this one, I would like to see some communication about what's been discussed. Thank you. Supervisor Dimitri.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that that's accurate, and I think that's an accurate way of handling intergovernmental relations issues. You are the chairman of the Intergovernmental Relations Committee, and if there's a position that the county, that's why we need this ordinance change, because if there's a position that the county executive wants to support or lobby on, just like us supervisors, it comes before this committee, and that's how we have a united lobbying effort. So, that's what we're trying to come to, and that's, you know, historically with the previous administration is how we tried to work together on that. So, I mean, I think that's why it shows that we need to move forward on item number two. The appropriate place for that discussion is this committee, because this is the committee that makes policy on intergovernmental relations. So I support your efforts to enhance those efforts. Yeah, definitely feel free to come to these meetings. This is a good place to have that conversation. And if there's a position that we're not aware of that we haven't taken up, bring it here, and we'd like to work together on it. So, thank you.
I could just clarify a little bit. I also, you know, I think that there are some areas that the county board has passed policy on broadly as a, you know, fully functioning, supportive, economic driving transportation system that, you know, I think we're all in agreement that we need a robust transportation system. That, you know, there may be specifics that we don't necessarily have legislative intent on, but the policy is that we want a fully functioning transit system. So there may be areas that we have an immediate need that we go lobby on, as well as your legislative staff has that approach as well. Things come up very quickly in the biennial budget. I'm sure there will be many of those items that we have to react to quickly. We will obviously do our best to work with that staff, but there will be obviously challenges in having it be a communication that's only driven by committee meeting cycles. So we honestly believe that 99% of our legislative intent from the county executive's perspective will match up with the county board's. Mm-hmm. But in that 1%, as an elected official himself, he still does in his state statute authority believe that he retains the ability to have a difference of opinion from the county board on items, and as an independently elected official, he will continue to express those opinions if asked.
All right, well, the discussion will certainly continue.
Roger. As a matter of fact, I'd just like to draw the distinction between reacting to a state budget as an example, mm-hmm. and initiating policy changes without the consent of the board. I think that distinction has to be drawn clearly in bright lines, and I think that's what the intent of the resolution is.
All right. Supervisor West.
I don't want to belabor the point, but just wanted to add, it's not just the consent of the board, because obviously we will disagree. He is his own elected body, but it's the knowledge. So as you know, as my colleague, Mr. Chairman said, you know, so the county executives there talking about Social Security, but we have no idea. You know, so when you get calls to your office from constituents and they say, so we say, well, we have to call the county executive's office. Well, we're the ones who represent them, and it seems the older the caller, the less, you know, the less patience they have for being redirected. And as elected officials, it seems like then we're passing the buck. And that's not the, you know, that's not the image you want to have when someone calls your office. You want to be able to address what it is that they're calling about. And so, again, it's not even, you know, and I'm fine to say I don't agree with the county exec. We don't agree on 100%. There's no one in the world I agree with 100% of the time. But just being able to know what those initiatives are. The same thing happened with the county comptroller. You know, they were up in Madison and they're pushing this legislation. We had no idea what the purpose was, what the thought was behind it, what the motivation was. I still don't know. And so, you know, it makes it harder for us as elected officials who also represent the county to answer questions on things that we are going to eventually vote on. And so I think that keeping that information open is always the best way to do that. You know what we're doing because you come to committee and you listen, and so you have this very clear understanding of what it is that we're doing and normally why. But I just don't think that we always get that on the other end. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Thank you. Ms. Tohurst.
Obviously, those same constituents are the county executive's constituents, so we welcome any calls that you would receive as a referral, and we do our best to take those calls as quickly and efficiently as possible and give them the answers they need. And we absolutely will share what Chris was talking about in Washington. I'm not having been fully versed in what it is. I'm guessing it is maintenance of, you know, the benefits that we all believe that should be in place. So, you know, again, I truly believe that this is something that can just be a communication item if, you know, a supervisor is interested in. We're always welcome to take a call and return it very quickly, if not take it immediately. I hope that our office is very responsive to you and we try and get you information as soon as requested. So, you know, I'm happy to, if had gotten a call about the Social Security issue, get you an answer within a couple hours.
Okay.
So that request was never made of me, so it's difficult to understand what information is needed.
All right, we look forward to reading that soon. Thank you. Appreciate the willingness to share that. Any other comments or questions? Otherwise, we have a motion for layover to the call of the chair by Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Alexander.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to lay this item over to the call of the chair is approved.
Very good.